Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. This is Paranormal Ride. It's your host, Marlon O. And today's show is The Higher Self. It's a Paranormal Ride Season 3 preview. We haven't started yet. We're going to start in September. So I wanted to check in with everybody to see how everybody's doing in the summer, how energy is going so far. And so far, it's been pretty good, I must say. So welcome to Paranormal Ride. It's your host, Marlon O. And we're going to have a guest today, a special guest. And very interesting young woman, and she has a lot of great energy, and we've been striking this amazing conversations about all things paranormal and just life and energy and everything, and I have to have her on the air. She actually has a show coming up, and she'll tell you a little more about it, you know, when she comes on the air, so you can listen to her a little more. So, you know, today's is just a show, just a quick little noontime snack for you guys. Our shows are usually about an hour and a half, and, you know, today is a really short one. It's 30 minutes, and I just wanted to check in, right? So we're going to be covering the higher self. So, you know, a lot of it that, you know, when I started doing a little more research on that, there's a lot of things that I think people don't understand about the higher self and, you know, what that means, you know. And I guess we're going to cover this topic a little more in the coming months. A little more in depth, but let me actually get Stephanie on the air to see if I can hear her, if my technology is working, because you know how technology works, guys. Hello, Steph, you there?
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me?
There you are. I sure can. So you are live. Just
wonderful.
Pretend just us two. Yeah, us two, yeah. Sitting down, you know what I'm saying, just chatting it up and ignore all those thousands of people listening. They're there. They're not gonna
yep.
call in because I don't have any calls in today. Some people can if they really wanted to. Number they can call in is 213-943-3344, and you can call in and listen to the show, but I won't be able to put you on the air. So I'm sorry about that. And you can also follow everything that's going on at ParanormalRide.com. You can also go to our Facebook, Paranormal Ride, Twitter, Facebook, everything Paranormal Ride. All right. So today's topic is higher self. So I usually go to like a very technical kind of part of things. And I think that's kind of the way I was raised. I was raised in a very technical way. So I kind of like, what does it mean to be in the higher self? And so there's a belief system behind it. And the basics is that you have this like omnipotent kind of consciousness or an intelligent being that is in a different realm, right? Which is maybe you can call it the heavens, dimensions, or whatever you want to call it. But that's very technical, you know, and I think there is a simpler explanation. So if we want to just dive into the topic, Stephanie, we could just get in there and see what it's all about, you know what I'm saying? Because I know we started talking about this, and I think it was over some yummy food. And
we did, yeah.
And I was like, yes. You know, I was like, yes, this is something that we need to cover in depth. But tell me a little more. What's your experience with the higher self and kind of what you feel is one of those things that I think that could be elusive to some people?
Yeah, so I feel like my experience with my higher self, I mean, it's a lifelong journey of understanding this whole thing. But I feel like recently my experiences have just been more overwhelming, more noticeable. I definitely feel like I have connected with my higher self more so than ever before. So my own interpretation of that is basically it's you, and that could be the creator, that could be God, but in all, it's just you. And what happens is when you experience your, you know, trauma in your life, when you experience situations, you tend to separate your consciousness in order to understand what is happening to you. So you get this almost like duality with your higher self. There's you and your experiences, and it's split into your higher level of consciousness. So there's you and your higher self. So there are two people working within you, if that makes sense.
That does. You know, I've, you know, kind of reading about, and I'll share my personal experience with the higher self, but, you know, there's so many different words for the higher self. And I think people, when I started like pitching it to people, like, what do you think of the higher self kind of concept? And they're like, I've never heard of it. And then I say, well, what's your interpretation of it? And they usually go into something that's not themselves, but something that's like beyond them. And I think sometimes people might get confused or it's a lot, right? So for example, in Christianity, you know, the higher self, the equivalent would be like the Holy Spirit, right? I feel that that's more generic. I think people say, you know, you have the Holy Spirit in you, and it's kind of like an entity versus it being a self kind of like connection, you know, and Buddhists also
like
have the Nirvana. The Nirvana Sutra is the Buddhist kind of like version of the higher self, like the Holy Spirit, and, you know, and so on. So a lot of like different like religions, I think they're saying the same thing. They're talking about the same thing. And I think people want to, like, it's not a team, you know. You don't say, you know, I'm the Christian team, I'm the Buddhist team, I'm the New Age team. I think we're all saying the same thing in different ways, and we're all in different regions, and we all come to the same conclusion, religion-wise, culture-wise. So I think there's something to this, to the higher self.
Yeah, you can definitely label it whatever makes you feel comfortable. To me, in my own interpretation, is it is you. You know, you are God. You are the creator of your own life, of your own reality. So, you know, whatever religion you adhere to, whatever belief systems you follow, it could be a number of those things. It could be the source, it could be the creator, it could be God, it could be even gods and goddesses, or, you know, whatever you believe. It's just, you know, your highest self is your most authentic self. It's the loving self that knows all and sees all. So it depends on how you want to word it. It definitely all means the same thing.
I see. So, I think when I started getting in touch a little more with this higher self concept, you know, I had a very difficult experience that challenged a lot of the things of how I saw my life, love, work, you know, everything that kind of makes me up. And through this like experience, I started having like this conversation with I guess myself, and it wasn't just like me thinking in my head, right? I was actually getting answers. So like speaking to some, it was really unusual. So, you know, I wasn't too sure, you know, exactly what it was that I was doing. So, but I've heard of the concept of the higher self, but not until I started doing research. So, how about you? Like, when, how is that interaction happening for you? The higher self connection, or how do you do it? How have you been doing it?
Yeah. Well, I feel like more so lately, it's been very intentional. So I have been specifically asking for that guidance. I've been asking for that help and for those answers. So I feel like I am in more of a direct communication versus just allowing things to kind of happen, or even just listening. I'm actually communicating with this source, and I'm trying to get into an alignment where we can come together and kind of navigate this earth together, basically.
Right. So, so what are some of the things that kind of like you're trying to make it intentional, you're trying to make it like a connection, and how do you strengthen those connections? Is it through like meditation, channeling? Like, what are some of the ways that somebody can do that if they wanted to?
Yeah, meditation is a great way, and I feel like people get overwhelmed or even nervous when they hear the word meditation. I feel like a lot of people struggle with simply just quieting their mind. And it's just become this like fad or this trend in our society now, but it really is just taking a few minutes to yourself where you're just quiet. It doesn't have to be in a fancy yoga studio. It doesn't have to be surrounded by nature or in a specific situation. You can simply just take 5 seconds or 5 minutes or 10 minutes or however long you need and just sit with yourself. A great way to do that is at bed at night, you know, that just right before you go to sleep, you could just have that time to yourself to really quiet your mind and to allow things to come to you. And I think that's the most important thing, is just being open to the possibilities, because the more open you are, the more of a direct channel you are to this higher source. So meditation is a great way. Yoga, if you really wanted to get into something like that, yoga is a great way to connect your mind, body, and spirit together. And the more connected you are with all of those things, the higher, you know, you can reach, you know, the higher you can go as far as your energy levels, your frequency, your connection to this higher source.
So, I mean, I think that's really important, because there's so much going on right now in our society and kind of things that are happening in our world, and the noise is really, really high. You know, the frequency can almost it's hard to tune it up, you know, it's, you know, just to use that term, the attunement, you know what I'm saying? So I think it's more and more important that we do connect with that higher self, because of, like I said, all that, like, you know, white noise that's kind of not allowing us to, you know, just meet our potential. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's like we worry about the ego a lot, you know, it's like me versus, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, like where, you know, you kind of have to let a lot of things go and be okay with it. And some people are not. Like, for example, you know, I don't have, you know, the latest, you know, clothing or cars or whatever it is, and people obsess over that, and then they do things for money, or they do things for just to make it, just to get these material things, and by the time they look back, they've left like a wreckage, they left havoc across just to get to that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I mean, go ahead.
No, it's okay.
So, no, I can get very, like, difficult. It can get very, you know, just cumbersome, because you're just worrying about the stuff that doesn't really matter, where you actually need to focus on what does, you know, and that's getting you to that, like, self-love kind of thing. And a lot of people don't have it right now.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that we allow ourselves to get distracted, and we create this dynamic where we feel like in order for us to reach our higher self, we have to have certain things, or we have to be in a certain place, or we have to have certain accomplishments in order to be acceptable to ourselves and to everybody else. So the more that we fight that, the harder it is to actually see the guidance that is all around us. The more you are focused on the simpler things, the better chance you are at noticing the, you know, the signs and the numbers and the omens and the path that you do need to take or that you should be on, because it's always there in front of you. You know, your higher self is always around you, whether you are paying attention to it or not. The idea is to kind of just be aware and just figure things out. And there is so many things happening in our world to take us away from that.
Right. And I think the practice of communicating with the higher self isn't talked about anywhere. I mean, you don't learn that at school. You don't. There's very little people who actually have that conversation. And so, like, how did you like become more like aware of this? You know a lot about this. I you know, like we've talked of not just this topic, but so many topics.
Yeah.
Like, what got you into what this, like, stage?
It was hitting rock bottom. You know, like, I feel like everybody experiences that at least once, if not many times, is getting to a place that is so uncomfortable, is so dark, is so stressful that you need to seek something other than what you are experiencing in that moment. And that's That's what helps pull you out of those dark places. That's what helps you to see sometimes, you know, the, there's a quote, and I know I'm going to botch this, but it's, it's lighting. It's like putting a light in a dark room. You know, you, you will be able to see what's around you, but you can't put dark, you can't take darkness and put it in the light. You know what I'm saying? Like, if that makes sense.
I know exactly what you mean. No, darkness is always there. You can only illuminate it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can always, you know, be the light. You know what I'm saying? Because darkness,
so,
once the light is gone, it's going to come back.
Yeah, it's always there. It's always around you. But if you are that light source, or if you are if you are in an alignment with that light source, you will be able to see. You will be able to see what's around you. And once you have that power, and once you have that control, that's when things start to change for you. So for me personally, it was just getting to a place where I wasn't happy. I was upset with how my circumstances. I was letting life happen to me and not for me. And it was just a matter of changing perspective. And that to me is the true essence of what the higher self is. It's having a different perspective on exactly what you've gone through. You know, your experiences will never change. They are what they are.
Right.
But your perspective is what will help you either move forward or stay stagnant in whatever it is that's happening. So that's why being in touch with your highest self, which is just a higher perspective in reality, is so important so that you can move past all of these situations, all the chaos that's happening in the world, all the stress and all these things, so that you can move forward into the path that you choose, the path that you want to be on.
I think that's an important point, is that people have to choose the path, make the path, and you're right about that. It's because, you know, I think things are happening at them, do you know what I'm saying, versus them having control over what it is that they allow in order for those things to happen, if that made any sense. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's I know a lot of people, you know, blame the universe and say, hey, you know, the universe did this to me and blah, blah, blah. And, I've never thought that way of things. I always felt that I've always had control. But I never wanted to put it into a position where I didn't allow the universe to come in and tap in. So I think it's just, it's almost like, I don't know, I guess the wording or the verbiage, whatever you want to call it. It's just the way that that it's actually talked about versus it being like, you know, some people don't have the vocabulary, I guess, you know, that would say, this is like what is happening to me and you know, like the universe, that's not what's really happening. You are creating everything that happens, everything, the bad, the good, everything you have control over. And then when you become aware of that, then you can make decisions and be like, this doesn't fit, this doesn't. But check this out. So I've had experiences where I've had conversations with people and they don't really understand what I'm talking about. Now, it's not because they're not on the same wavelength, vibration, frequency, whatever. It's not that. It's that we're saying different things that mean the same thing. You know what I'm saying? They mean the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Like tomatoes, tomatoes. You know what I'm saying? So if I say to you, I want to have a cup of coffee with you, right? And then the person would say, why would you want to have, because I like coffee. And that's it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's no searching or intention. It's like, let's just have coffee. You know what I mean? There's nothing else to it.
It doesn't have to be complicated.
That's exactly my point. It's like, it's coffee. I mean, we could definitely talk about the universe. We could talk about politics, or we could talk about herbal medicine, whatever, along with the coffee. Yeah, that's great. That's probably what's going to happen. But this is the thing, right? So the initial kind of want of having a coffee, you don't know where that's going to lead. You don't know if it's going to lead to an adventure. You don't know if it's going to lead to an argument. You don't know if it's going to lead to you. I mean, I've had situations where I've walked into places and I didn't want to be there. But because I knew something, I needed to show up there, things changed for me. You know what I'm saying? And some people are afraid of those changes. Some people are afraid to take that step that might seem like the unknown. I don't know if I'm getting too like metaphysical here and kind of what I'm saying,
no.
But it's like that. It's not just about the moment. So I don't have moments to then say, like they're gone. That's I'm an artist, so the way I kind of see things is I capture the moment. And, you know, everybody's heard this, like, you know, one picture says 1,000 words, blah, 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 right? So
yeah.
That's kind of how my mind works. It works in capturing a moment that can be revisited. But that doesn't mean that I'm living in that past moment. But I know that moment was crucial for where I am now. So I can't ignore it.
Yeah.
Some people just want to, you know?
It definitely helps to put things into perspective. You know, like when you, it's good to have, holding on to the past is not beneficial, but keeping in mind what you've been through and your experiences, that will help you to create better choices. And what can often happen is people get trapped into the matrix of their ego, where it was like, you know, the last time I went and had a cup of coffee, I got into an argument with somebody, so now I'm not going to have coffee with anyone anymore. And you completely miss out on all these other opportunities. And that's what's so important about your higher self, because your higher self will show you all these signs, all these omens, give you all this energy to tell you, go on that coffee date or go and have that conversation with that person. And it's up to you to listen to it or not. You know, that's what's so interesting about all of this is the free will and everything, you know? Like,
and
it's really your choice at the end of the day.
It's all about choices that you make and every single thing. So, you know, if I choose to, let's say, text message or email or whatever, somebody that I miss because that person was really important to me, right? So, like, because they're my mentor, let's just say, right? They're, you know, I'm like, dude, I haven't talked to you for like years, but you're my mentor and we're really good friends and I need that guidance. You know what I'm saying? So it's almost like, and the reason I mention that is because you shouldn't feel that your mentors or your guides are being bothered. I feel like, you know, let's say your higher self or whatever, or people that you connect with, those people see outside of who you are, because we can't always be like self-assessing if we're ourselves. It's hard to self-assess ourselves, you know. Sometimes you need a mentor, maybe the higher self, to be able to be like, listen, buddy, like that was a ridiculously poor choice. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like sometimes you need that mentor to be able to be like, and
it.
This is kind of like, so this is a little. This is, I don't know, like the higher self psychic. I don't know what you want to call them. You know what I'm saying? Like the best friend of the higher self. It's like that mentor, that guide, you know? And sometimes those guides are not just like in the sky or where dimensions. They're here with us. And they're
And your
like
higher self
part of the
will send them to you.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So, no, exactly. So, you know, people say, you know, like I have tons of mentors and I hit them up, like, I might not talk to them for years. And I have some of my students that I mentor still, haven't heard from them for years, and they hit me up. And they're like, can you help me with this? And I'm like, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? It's like you've never stopped talking. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I reach out to a lot of my mentors do, and get that perspective. Because, I don't know, I feel like sometimes it's hard. I can meditate, but I don't know. I feel like a conversation with somebody I can see helps me a lot more than my self-talk, which helps me. But I also feel that I'm like my toughest, like, what do you call it?
Critic.
Yes, thank you. My toughest critic, where it's like I put myself almost in impossible situations where when I ask somebody, they'd be like, dude, do this. I'm like, I knew it.
And it's
like,
so simple.
I said no to it. I've said no like 1,000 times. Like the conversation that we had when we were eating. Well, you saw my reaction, right? I was like, I don't know if I should do this. And you were like, do it. I'm like, thank you. Like, I needed that push.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you pushed me,
most
which was
definitely.
Awesome. And that's kind of like, and that's a little bit of what the higher self is. And we're the show's about to end in 5 minutes. it was quick.
Yeah.
See how fast this goes? Like, time flies when you're, like, you know, when you're, you have so much to say, you know? We are going to do more shows, and we have a lot of things coming up. So I don't know if you want to wrap it up with kind of what's happening with you. You have a show coming up, right, this Monday?
I do. Yes, I do. I'm going to be on the Event Horizons, and you can follow them on Instagram. They're a part of On the Wake Up Radio, and I will be on that podcast Monday, July 23rd from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., and it's a two-hour podcast, and it's with other people from the Boston area, and I'm sure it's just going to be a very crazy conversation. I'm going to be talking specifically about parasites, so that's a very interesting topic for me. I feel like it creates a lot of questions, and I would love to help resolve them, give some answers to what people might think parasites are.
So is it similar to energy vampires, or is it a little more?
Yeah, it's kind of similar where we're talking about the higher self, and you can call it the creator, you could call it the source, you could call it God. The parasites for me is just my way of saying negative entities, energy vampires, or even actual physical parasites that are within our bodies on a physical level. So it's all energy or energetic transformation. So you can call it, vampires or spirits even, but I like to call it parasites.
Yeah, no, I, this is a show I'm definitely going to tune into because I'm already excited. I can't wait to hear what you have to say and other folks have to, talk about this topic. But so there you go, folks. This is a little season 3 preview. We're starting in September. We're going to be doing some live shows as well on location. And I did one last season. I did it in Brazil, and we did it with Kundumbla, which is like a variation of voodoo. We're actually where voodoo comes from. But so that was cool. So I'm going to be doing more shows on different locations coming up. But y'all hear about it. It's going to be, we're going to have so much fun. There's so much stuff I need to cover. And as, like I said, just go to paranormalride.com and you can just listen to all the shows that's been going on. And we're going to have fun. All right, cool. So, Stephanie, thank you so much for
thank you for having me.
My mid-season 3 preview guest, and I'm sure people who listen to the show want to hear more. So we are going to have a Higher Self full show coming up in September, and I will let people know when exactly that's happening. So stay tuned, and I hope everybody's doing well out there. It is, and I actually do this all the time, every show, but it's our shows are usually on Mondays, and today's July 20th, 2018, so we're getting very close to the winter solstice, which is kind of awesome. But I also want to just, also say that, the summer solstice and the energy that I've been feeling this summer has been amazing.
Insane.
So,
yeah.
So this is like, this is kind of like what I hope comes about when the audience and people who are listening think about the end of the week. So what I want the audience to do is to concentrate on how you're going to move forward for the weekend and then propel that energy for Monday coming up. So those who are listening right now, just be aware of that, be conscious of that, and, stay tuned. So definitely, Steph, can you give me again the name of the show so if people wanted to listen, they'll know where to go. What is it again?
Yep, so the entire show is called On the Wake Up Radio, and the show that I'm doing Monday night is called Event Horizons. And you can follow both of them on Instagram.
And I'm going to post that on the Paranormal Ride Facebook page.
Thank you.
And you guys can check it out and support them as well. This is a big, paranormal family.
Community.
I say paranormal because I cover all topics. Yeah, it's a community of so much people can talk about and so many different topics. All right, folks, thank you so much. And we will do this again soon, Stephanie, okay?
Yes, thank you for having me.
All right. We will catch you soon, my people. Later.
Bye.